And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 27th of August, 2017. First edition of the Guinness Book of World Records published on this date in 1955. It was done as a marketing gimmick by the Guinness Brewery. They printed just 50,000 copies in the first edition with no idea that it would become the enormous bestseller that it did. It's the birthday of Hegel, Georg Hegel, Stuttgart, 1770, the philosopher who came up with the concept of dialectic, the idea that all human progress is driven by the conflict between opposites. It's the birthday of Theodore Dreiser, born Terre Haute, Indiana, 1871. He's a quiet, studious boy in high school. He had a teacher named Mildred Fielding who recognized his potential and encouraged his studies, and she paid for him to go off to college, Indiana State College in Bloomington. He worked as a reporter, he wrote stories, and then in the fall of 1899, he sat down and tried writing a novel. It was Sister Carrie, came out in 1900 based on the scandal of one of his sisters. It was on this day in 1912 the character of Tarzan, King of the Apes, came to life in a story in All Story magazine written by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Tarzan, a white baby orphaned in the coastal jungles of Africa, raised by an ape named Kala. He had been born John Clayton, the son of Lord and Lady Greystoke of England, and he teaches himself to read when he discovers picture books that his parents had left behind. And later, when an American gentleman and his daughter Jane arrive in the jungle looking for buried treasure, they find Tarzan, who falls in love with Jane. Tarzan was a tall, athletic man who could swing from vines, who could kill an ape. And when the novel came out in 1914, Tarzan of the Apes, it was an instant sensation, spawning 24 more Tarzan novels. In the novels, unlike in the movies, Tarzan is well-spoken and thoughtful. The line from the movie, "Me, Tarzan, you, Jane," is never said in the novels. And it's the birthday of Ira Levin, New York City, 1929, author of The Stepford Wives, Rosemary's Baby, and the play Death Trap. Stephen King once called Levin the Swiss watchmaker of suspense novels. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, "The Last Swim of Summer." Our pool is still blue, but a few leaves have fallen, floating on the surface of summer. The other swimmers went home last week, tossed their faded bathing suits aside. So my daughter and I are alone in the water, which has grown colder like a man's hand at the end of a romance. The lifeguard is under her umbrella, but her bags are packed for college. We're swimming against change, remembering the endless shores of June, the light like lemonade, fireflies inside our cupped hands, watermelon night. We are swimming towards the darkness of what is next, walking away from the sounds of laughter and splashing, towels wrapped around the dampness of our loss. The Last Swim of Summer, a poem by Faith Sheeran from Moving the Piano, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.